Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Have you heard of triphilia? That's the belief that bad things happen in threes. But what was God's desire for his people? His good things came in threes. Quote, 3 times a year all your males shall appear before the Lord your God in the place which he chooses, at the Feast of Unleavened Bread, at the Feast of Weeks, and at the Feast of Tabernacles, Deuteronomy 16:16. And the purpose of these festivals? Quote, you shall rejoice before the Lord your God. You shall remember. You shall observe. Verses 11 to 13. Rejoice, remember, and repeat. What good forgetters we have. How much we need our memories jogged. Rejoicing requires thankfulness. The Lord doesn't want us to pretend we are happy. We have so much to be thankful for if only we will count our blessings. The way to do that? To recount what the Lord has done for our souls. Remembering requires thoughtfulness. Israel was to, quote, remember the day in which you came out of the land of Egypt all the days of your life. Verse 3. Just as we should, quote, remember that you, once Gentiles in the flesh, were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope, and without God in the world. But now, in Christ Jesus, you have been brought near by the blood of Christ. Ephesians 2, verses 11 through 13. Repeating requires thoroughness. Remember, these were the Lord's feasts, Leviticus 23, verse 2, to be done his way. Like Israel, let's delight in our redemption, pictured in the Passover and unleavened bread and first fruits, Christ's death and resurrection. Our resources, Feast of Weeks or Pentecost, the Spirit's coming, and our relationship with the Lord God, trumpets, atonement, and tabernacles. Let's not come before him empty-handed, Deuteronomy 16:16, empty-hearted, or empty-headed either.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.